Well, praise the Lord. It's so good to be in His house today, and I trust that's your confession. It's so wonderful every time we get together as a people of God, amen, to lift Him up, just worship and sing songs unto the Lord. AI. A lot of talk, conversations, thoughts, discussions, questions, opinions, feelings, convictions. AI, you're late to the scene. What do you mean late? Alien intelligence? Now that's just the demonic. Artificial intelligence. Are you above the meaning of the term? So convenient, so helpful, one cries. AI, you're late to the game. This is not a thesis on what is unfolding in our day, in our time, and times. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it good? Is it not? Is this the future? Is this the way it should be? How will this play out? God is in control. In this I find rest, and in this I find peace. The Lord is sovereign. Overall, nothing takes the Lord by surprise. This day was known long ago. Sovereign yesterday, sovereign this day, sovereign tomorrow, and for all tomorrows. So perhaps, AI, you're right on time. You know, I'm not much for the artificial. Artificial flowers? I prefer the real thing, and all the ladies in the house say amen. Artificial flavors? I prefer the real thing. Artificial fragrances? Let me smell the real. Artificial sounds? Let me hear the real. Artificial stones? Inferior. Artificial metals, imitation. Artificial elements, simulation. Artificial sunshine, let me feel the real. You know, AI is no new thing. You say it's not? This new form may be new, but AI isn't. I mean, what if we dropped the artificial and replaced it with another article? You know, like Adonai intelligence. Lord, Master, Supreme, overall, above all, highest, greatest, ultimate, utmost. Superlative. God, we need Adonai intelligence in our day and age. Genesis, the creation of all things, God at work. Let there be light. Let there be a firmament. Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. Let the waters abound with the abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth, each according to its kind. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Genesis 1:31. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Where did this intelligence come from? Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world that is gave birth to, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Isaiah 40, verse 28, have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary, his understanding is unsearchable. Job 38, we pick it up at verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. Read on, people. Read on. Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will, they existed, and were created. Revelation 22:13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Alpha intelligence. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Almighty intelligence. Daniel 7:9, I watched till thrones were put in place, that is set up, and the Ancient of Days was seated. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. Ancient of Days, intelligence. 1 Corinthians 8:6, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, think about it today, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Abba, intelligence. The world needs an education. Fill them in on the real AI. Oh, you know, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, I mean, So beautiful, the beginning. So glorious, we start reading. Hopefully we've been reading the dawn of creation. Well, Genesis 3, we pick it up at verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, I mean, she knew it. God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows. God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw, be careful, little eyes, what you see. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. There it is. Artificial intelligence. Anti-God intelligence. And its future counterpart, Antichrist intelligence. Outer intelligence, the snake, the serpent, the devil, the antagonist, the accuser, the adversary, the thief, the liar. Good for food. Pleasant to the eyes, desirable to make one wise. She took and ate, and she handed the forbidden fruit to her husband, and he ate also. The NLT, at that moment, their eyes were opened. The voice reads, suddenly their eyes were open to a reality previously unknown. And right here, a new AI. Adam intelligence. Adamic. The intelligence of fallen humanity, this fallen race. The intelligence of fallen man, mankind. I mean, think of all that has come as a result of this ungodly invention. Opened up a whole new world with the bite of the forbidden. Hard to swallow. Verses 8 to 13, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife, they start playing hide and seek. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Passing on blame. The Lord God spoke to the serpent. And he spoke to the woman and he spoke to the man. We're talking about the consequences of this new AI. Yet in his mercy and grace, he gave the man and the woman a promise and made them clothes so that they could cover themselves. But they could not remain in the garden any longer. And this, his grace, that they never be able to eat of the tree of life and live forever in sin. Verses 22 to 24, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. And so, let history unfold. You know, it wasn't long before the virus showed new deplorable colors. Next chapter, Genesis 4, beginning at verse 1. Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why? Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment, my iniquity is greater than I can bear. Able intelligence. Able indeed, offering the first and bringing the best. But his brother Cain. Cain rises up against his brother Abel, one with intelligence towards God. An intelligent man of respectable and acceptable offering. Am I my brother's keeper? No, you're your brother's killer. Ill indeed. But you should be your brother's keeper. And look at where your intelligence has driven you. Into what? But there's good news. Oh, there's real good news. Chapter 4 ends with hope. Genesis 4, verses 25 to 26. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men begin to call on the name of the Lord. Dear God, it's time. The Wycliffe Bible, a son was born to Seth, which son was called Enosh. He began to call inwardly on the name of the Lord, and a son was born to Seth, whom he called Enosh, and his generation. His generation began to inwardly call on the Lord's name. The Voice Bible, the time when people began to worship and call on the name of the Eternal One. Astute intelligence. Yeah, the wise seek God. Wise men still seek Him. The wise worship and call on the name of the Lord. We're talking about AI then, and AI throughout the generations as history plays out. Get ready. Genesis 6. I mean, we're hardly into the book. Wow. Genesis 6, beginning at verse 1, now came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for his flesh is indeed, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. You know, the Bible has an answer for everything. I love it. There were giants on the earth in those days and also afterward when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah, one man, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Verses 13 to 14, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark. The design, the blueprints, the instructions in righteousness. Verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. You know what? There he is, him and his family, they're building an ark. Noah's around. They laughed, they mocked, they jeered. Asinine intelligence. Noah and his family keep building. And he's preaching. I mean, he's calling for repentance in the land. Noah, you're crazy. You're off your rocker. Your intelligence is off. Your intelligence is whack. Never seen rain. What even is rain? Check Google. The day came. All was ready. The Lord shut the door to the ark. The great floodwaters of judgment fell, and the ark rose above the waters. Yes, the man's name is Noah. But right here, what we see is ark intelligence. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Oh, that every man would move with godly fear and prepare an ark for the saving of his household. You know, we can't deal with it all this day. And yet we read of the man named Abraham, a God-fearing man. And God makes a covenant with the man. Every word that God spoke would come to fruition. One blip of intelligence. Abram. Abraham. The couple tried to work things out according to the mind. Intelligence of man. You can read it. You can read about Ishmael. And I'm here to tell you today, if you did not know, the fight between Ishmael and Isaac is alive in our present day world. Islam and Christianity. What a mistake! One blip in intelligence. Trying to work it out according to man's understanding. Instead of just sticking with the plan and listening to God. Every word that the Lord spoke came to fruition. A son of promise is born. His name is Isaac. And then the Lord tests Abraham. And I want to remind the church today that the recipient of promise gets tested. It's no different with us. Well, Abraham passes the test. Genesis 22, 1 to 2. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Verse 3. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. No foot dragging. Intelligent. Intelligence. Verses 4 to 12, then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship. And we will come back to you, the voice of faith. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, Jehovah Jireh. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told them. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood, and Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord, angelic intelligence, and there's so many examples. And the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Abraham, intelligence. James 2:23, and the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God and it was accounted, credited to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The message paraphrase, the full meaning of believe in the scripture sentence, Abraham believed God and was set right with God, includes his action. It's that weave of believing and acting that got Abraham named God's friend. Is it not evident that a person is made right with God not by a barren faith, but by faith fruitful in works? Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. Of the same intelligence, the true sons. The true sons indeed. Remember Balaam? Hired to go and, you know, curse the people of God. Balaam and the intelligent ass. Remember Barzillai? Barzillai. As shared not long ago, old Barzillai told David that he was too old a man to enjoy dainties. Said he, can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? We know that sometimes in the decline of life, the taste, like the other powers of manhood, decays. God, save us from this AI. So many examples of AI. Acquaint thyself and become intelligent. Abigail intelligence. Go out to meet the greater David. Abijah intelligence. Name means my father is Yahweh. Man, take in all the intelligence of your Abba Father you can and remember who your father is and honor your father's name. I mean, seeing we're touching on the meaning of names. Azuva. Name means forsaken. Ruins. Heaps of ruins. Don't believe it. Don't confess it. Don't live like it. This, our intelligence today, no, we are not forsaken. Change your intel and receive a renewed intelligence. How about Aquila? An eagle man. And his wife of intelligence. So kingdom-minded and kingdom-focused that the Apostle Paul affirms and confirms their ministry. A question? Or questions? Need an answer? Need a search engine? Prayer works. The Bible works. Praise and worship work. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Man, I can only imagine if people went to God as quick as they went to Google. As frequently. Can you imagine the state of the church? Wow, I can see it, but I don't see it, but I can see it. Let them ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And you know, let's not forget wise counsel. Make sure the wise is in there. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Proverbs 12:15, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. Proverbs 24:6, for by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. How about active intelligence? Romans 12:1, I beseech, that is, urge you, brethren. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable, rational. Reasonable service. J.B. Phillips, New Testament, with eyes wide open in the mercies of God. I beg you, my brothers, as an act of intelligent worship, AI, act intelligent. Give him your bodies as a living sacrifice, consecrated to him and acceptable by him. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its old mold, but let God remold you. Let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice. Prove in practice. That the plan of God for you is good, meets all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. But you know, we're like, I want the plan of God for me to meet all my demands. A lot going on in this old world. Antichrist intelligence. Amoral intelligence. Apostate intelligence. Awkward intelligence. Apathetic intelligence. Aberrant intelligence. Ecclesiastes 7:29. Truly, this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. The message reads, God made men and women true and upright. We're the ones who made a mess of things. The NLT, God created people to be virtuous, but they have each turned to follow their own downward path. The NLV, God made men right, but they have found many sinful ways. Romans 1:28-32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, that is greed, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but approve of those who practice them. Questions? Let's search. What does the mind need more than anything? Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Acceptable intelligence. What is healthy and health for the mind? That's a good question. I'm sure someone's going to Google that today. Philippians 4:8, I wish this would come up. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The message reads, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best. Oh, and I agree. I'd say you'll do best. We'd all do best by filling the mind, by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you have learned from me, what you have heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Oh, I got another question. What should be my focus in this day and age? How should I spend my days? Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You're like, I want to know the wisest man that ever lived. What did he think? All that he experienced, all that he owned, all that he did, all the knowledge. What is the conclusion of it all? Ecclesiastes 12:13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is man's all, period. Are there many roads, many ways? John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4:12, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Just for kicks, is it right? Is it okay to pray to saints? 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Don't you love the Word of God? A little more from Romans chapter 1. I know we're pushing close to the end here. This will answer a few important questions for us. We're going to read from the J.B. Phillips New Testament. Now the holy anger of God is disclosed from heaven against the godlessness and evil of those men who render truth dumb and inoperative by their wickedness. It is not that they do not know the truth about God. Indeed, he has made it quite plain to them. For since the beginning of the world, the invisible attributes of God, e.g. his eternal power and divinity, have been plainly discernible through things which he has made and which are commonly seen and known, thus leaving these men without a rag of excuse. They knew all the time that there is a God, yet they refused to acknowledge him as such or to thank him for what he is or does. Thus they became fatuous in their argumentations and plunged their silly minds still further into the dark, behind a facade of wisdom. They became just fools. Fools who would exchange the glory of the eternal God for an imitation image of a mortal man or of creatures that run or fly or crawl. They gave up God. Imagine. They gave up God. Therefore, God gave them up to be the playthings of their own foul desires and dishonoring their own bodies. These men deliberately forfeited the truth of God and accepted a lie, paying homage and giving service to the creature instead of the Creator, who alone is worthy to be worshipped forever and ever. Amen. God, therefore, handed them over to disgraceful passions. Hardly anybody's going to preach this nowadays. Their women exchanged the normal practices of sexual intercourse for something which is abnormal. Abnormal intelligence. They exchanged the normal practices of sexual intercourse for something that is abnormal and unnatural. Similarly, the men, turning from natural intercourse with women, were swept into lustful passions for one another. Men with men performed these shameful horrors, receiving, of course, in their own personalities. Did you used to read that? Did you read that line? In their own personalities. Come on, get it. Get it today. It's right there in the text. Perform these shameful horrors, receiving, of course, in their own personalities the consequences of sexual perversity. Appalling intelligence. Let's establish it in our hearts today. Let's make up our minds today. Let's rise in spirit today. 1 Corinthians 8:6, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Abba intelligence. You know, we can't fathom, can't know, or figure it all out. Too wonderful, knowledge, untapped. What this world so desperately needs is to get back to Abba intelligence. Get back to thinking like God the Father and his Son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, transformed by the renewing of the mind. And if we don't know the answer or an answer, and we want the right answer, ask Abba. Go to God, whatever search engine is needed. Adam intelligence, Adamic nature, Adam intelligence, was subject to and succumbed to a virus. A virus that cannot be beat by any other means in the blood of Jesus. Good news, people. No hackers can hack the true intelligence of God. It cannot be changed or compromised, for it is always true. It is rock solid truth. And the data is always correct. Man, I'm at rest. Man, am I at rest in this world? So many people, you know, so worried, caught up, consumed, involved in a lot of pointless conversations. Let's just talk about God. You know what we really need, oh Lord God? What we need in this hour, what we need in this time in history, what our sons and daughters so desperately need, and the next generation, if Christ should tarry, we need anointed intelligence, an anointing of God upon our mind, upon our beings. Serious times. Serious times call for serious measures. Maybe you're here today. I'm not going to read all the rest. I'll let you read it. Psalm 139. Are you worried about AI? You know what I'm talking about. It figuring everything out, knowing you, tracking you, and so on. Read Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? The omniscient one, all-powerful, almighty. He sees everything. He knows your thoughts. He knows your next thought. He knows you inside and out. He knows the true condition of your heart. He knows your banking information. He knows your spending habits. He knows what really drives you. He knows every password. You're like, man, I'm worried now. God, don't give it out. God, don't give it out. All I have to say is, like we read in Psalm 139, Lord, search this Adam, this man. Try me. Know me. You already know me. But I'm asking, I'm inviting you in, Lord. Lord, please lead me in the way everlasting. I need intelligence. Your intelligence is the only hope for this Adam. Let's have the worship team return today. I read this quote concerning AI. Man thinks he can become God. But infinitely greater than that is the fact that God thought of becoming human. Man thinks he can become God. But infinitely greater than that is the fact that God thought of becoming human. God becoming human. This is not the intelligence of man. This is not the intelligence of the artificial. This intelligence is out of this world. What God becomes man? What king leaves His throne? The words of C.S. Lewis, anyone who is honestly trying to be a Christian will soon find his intelligence being sharpened. One of the reasons why it needs no special education to be a Christian is that Christianity is an education itself. That is why an uneducated believer like Bunyan was able to write a book that has astonished the whole world. Yeah. Pilgrim's Progress. Besides the Bible, we should all read it. It no doubt will help us as we make our way to the celestial city. through an AI world. The end. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today.